want to build your faith? Do you desire to have a true encounter with God through His Word? Then listen to Logos Rhema Hour with Reverend Dr. Joseph Baobing, Head Pastor of Harvest Chapel International, Kumasi. He is a seasoned man of God and a teacher of the Word in its truth and simplicity. Make time with us each and every Monday to Friday at 2 p.m. on Spirit 88.3 FM as we encounter the Word of Truth. God richly bless you. He awakens me morning by morning. He awakens my ear to listen like one being instructed. Shalom, precious one. The Harvest Chapel International Kumasi invites you to join our morning glory devotion this and every Monday to Saturday at 6:30 a.m. aired on our online radio station Radio ATI Today via the Radio King and the Zeno Radio apps. You can download these apps on the Google Play Store and the Apple Store. This time of devotion promises to be insightful, inspiring, and draw you closer to God. Your day will surely be empowered with God leading the way. Make a point to tune in to our online radio station Radio ATI Today, this and every Monday to Saturday at 6:30 a.m. and you will surely be blessed. God richly bless you. Previously on Logos Rhema Hour.
And so the more you study God, the more you meditate on the Word, the more you get familiar with God and His ways, the more you know which prayers, you know His likes and His dislikes. So that when you stand in the place of prayer, oh my God, you know.
And now, today's message.
Dominate through prayer.
Let's take our confession, Joshua 1 verse 8. This book of the law shall not depart out of my mouth, but I shall meditate in it day and night, that I may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then I will make my way prosperous, and then I will have good success. Amen.
Amen. So we are still talking on the prayer thing. It is a very, very interesting subject. And then we looked at the Lord's Prayer. Jesus said, when you stand before Him, you cry, Abba, Father, our Father. Hallelujah. It means that you as a believer, you have grown and you have matured to sonship. In the book of Galatians, Apostle Paul makes us understand some things. Hallelujah. That before we come into maturity, we are all put under tutelage. Amen. Giving the sense that we will mature. You know, so when we get born again, there are some ways that are still not right. But then God expects us to grow. That's why you must take time and meditate on the Word and be able to understand it. Hallelujah. Amen. So that you know what belongs to you. And then when you stand in the place of prayer, you have no shadow of doubt what will be answered yes, what will probably be yes, what is outright no, and what may probably be wait. Amen. So these are some of the things that frustrate our prayer lives and enterprises. When we are not too sure whether God will hear us, whether we'll be able to have an audience with the King. But if you are studying the Word, you will know. Amen. Let's quickly look at Romans 8. There are some few things there that I'll just highlight as we grow up, you know, into maturity. And because, you see, we all like Romans 8, 26. Let's look at that. Romans 8, 26, 27. Likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses. For we do not know what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit Himself, that's what makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. 27. Now he who searches the hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So we know them, but how did we get here? Get to verse 1. Amen. So the pathway, the hallmarks of sonship. Before you grow there are certain things that the Lord expects us to. He said, well, there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. Amen. That's the pathway, hallelujah, or the hallmarks of a maturing believer who is maturing and taking his rightful place in the kingdom of God as a son. Responsibility. Amen. So you are asking yourself, since you were born again, look at that, can we say of you, there is therefore now no condemnation. Is your heart condemning you? Amen. Then you are not growing. If your heart is always condemning you, then you are not maturing. And it's always a signal from the Lord that, stop it! Whatever you are doing, stop it. And God knows. You think that, Pastor, oh, I don't need to know. But God knows. Hallelujah. He indeed even reads our thoughts. So even before you execute that thing, he knows. Amen. Half day fasting is also mean to me in here. He knows. Say amen. Hallelujah. Because you don't want to grow. Amen. There's no one who, you see, fasting is an initiative of God or initiation into spiritual manhood and sonship, if you like. And then Jesus, after being baptized and prayed, came out of the Jordan. The Bible says, driven by the Spirit into the wilderness, driven by the Holy Spirit into the wilderness, where for 40 days, 40 nights, he waited upon God in prayer and in fasting. Amen. Believer, you want to mature, you want to grow into adulthood, and then assume your position as son of God. So you can command, my God, in me hand, Abai, resources that is needed so that you can achieve and execute the assignment here on earth. You won't fast, you won't pray. Every time food in the belly, and the belly for food. And the Bible says, oh, what? Well, all of them will perish. Hallelujah. So therefore now, no condemnation is your heart still to those who are in Christ Jesus. Because you know you are liberated. Hallelujah. And that's why we always, like I say, Yaba, Yaba. Why? We know that we have a standing before him. Amen. We are accepted of God. So we don't have any hesitation. That is what makes prayer so exciting and so intriguing. Amen. Will he answer us? What are we expecting? Will he do? Will he say, wait, we come. Knowing that no, God would make the ultimate decision. But our duty is to call on him. Now look at the next thing. Who do not walk what? According to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. Are you walking according to the Spirit or according to the flesh? If you are walking according to the flesh, you will never get to maturity. You will not get to verse 26. Where you can stand before God, my God. Yabo Shiraye. Yaba wasindia. Imanele Mosaya. Nasi. Daddy, mommy is not in, your husband is not there, but you alone, my God, I need to stand up and stand in the gap for my family. And even if they are sleeping, you rise up. Some of us, if our wives are not there, we won't pray. Because only Naja won't need. Hallelujah. And just a wife for holding, like one lady was telling me, say, Pastor, now can you know, pa? And pipe, I imagine, was sorry. Then pipe, say, dear, why you mre? That was a wife telling me about the husband's prayer life. So, why you mre? Of that, no, that's I was there and I was laughing. Amen. I don't know, you mre. No standing before God. No standing. Walking according to the flesh. Amen. Answer now, we call down, we share Nigeria movies, Nina, near a war, a two, 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 near a, the calabash, Nina, the normal yeno, But then I am normal ye. Munja, don't be whom ye may be. I feel called down, we be in a radical. Sorry! You are wasting your time and call the empire and Quebec one and sign out your now. Now, no, I sound for you, Umeche. No, I stress, ah, okay, yeah. I feel when I'm 30 and in crema, I feel more chasing. Hey, my blueprint. What do you expect? Hallelujah. You are not mature, you are walking according to the flesh. Amen. And to be BCFA, Penuakai, Nigeria moving, a man, a be dean, a mean, a be a dean. Hallelujah. Mukai me back on. Amen. Kebe buami. Ngozi. Aha. Then what I say? Ah, Ngozi ni ni kuni nyan to kwano. And no car says, say! You know, I'll be once in a few. I know about Ngozi. The spirit, Ngozi spirit, no, they are brown. Oh, God. Walking according to the flesh. But according to the Spirit. Verse 2. Jesus, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. Can you relate with that verse? The law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set me free from the law of sin and death. Sin confess. And so where the bomb pyre did the beche. Into Christos soon na ye di money dinatem dinatem yiwia yebe pa irade chaw enti me dinatem pa na kan irade pa che mi why se un se honam. Amen. Unyi da you never get into such a die me hia ho no afi wo kokotodwe na irade se me kasa unti because everything that you sow you reap. Every seed, it's just you will reap it. It's a law, it's a principle. And you say, Yamin Pewasemu. By a, I hope I get it. Yes, spiritual laws. And Bekwaba, Stephen, now, Oshano, Nigerian movie, ni a year fence, and Woma, Brazilian, ni Colombian movie singer. A real room, a home, a tower, chicken to bones, a Cassano, big piano, ni, no. A year, sir, na the bia who feed you on your cows, oh, ye genie.
We'll be right back after this break. How are you really? Worried? Emotionally exhausted and depressed? Finding it hard to manage your anxieties? Do you have questions unanswered? And are you struggling in your walk with the Lord? Are you seeking prayer or counseling? Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. Do not let your heart be troubled. Harvest Chapel International Benyamin Kumasi invites you to come, for our doors are wide open, ever ready to listen to you, encourage you, give you God-given counseling, and hold your hands in prayer. For by wise counseling, you can wage your war, and in the abundance of counselors, there is victory. Proverbs chapter 24, verse 6. Contact us via SMS, voice call, or WhatsApp on 055-124-5252 for further directions to any of our counseling and prayer session. Looking forward to hear from you. God be with you.
Oh God, wrap me in your arms. Save me there.
Welcome back.
The law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. Verse 3. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God did by sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh on account of sin. He condemned sin in the flesh. Verse 4. That the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us. Who do not, take note, me in us. Who do not walk according to the flesh? According to the flesh. You go to Galatians 5. We read it. Hallelujah. According to the flesh. Anger. Bitterness. Unforgiveness. Wrath. Heresies. And there are some words be there that I always find difficult to. Concupiscence of, you know, lasciviousness and fornication. And he said, and then Paul couldn't even list all of them. And say, you know them. You know them. They are the ones that are always warring against us in our spirit. Hey, sir. What has he done? Whoa. See, next time, no, Bible says, many Betty didn't come on. Okay, say, see you. And he, my men, so many children, I say, not ever. According to the flesh, but according to the spirit. Verse 5. For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh. But those who live according to the spirit, the things of the spirit. Love, joy, peace. Hallelujah. Patience, patience. Your marriage is not working because of impatience. Patience. You think that you are waiting. It is now. You cultivate the grace now. And then when you go into marriage, it is there, ready to be dispensed in the marriage. Now say now you are by you are come on now be serious here. Oh, they bought life now the year he also go train now who do our human and waste your patience. Oh, but when in ego. Amen. Hallelujah. There's nothing so hurtful to see believers' marriages coming apart. And then you are thinking, my God, if only you change your attitude and just walk in the spirit and stop walking in the flesh, everything else will be righted. And they think that pastor won't hear us here. I need to go and see a prophet. My God, whatever prophetic word can surpass this one. Where do I save you? It's so hurting. Amen. To see believers. Just because we want to reset the rules. So your prayers will be hindered. Abba! Abba! You can't cry. Because you are filled with bitterness, anger. So the believer, see the spirit now, you see. Spirit, the kwa worry more. Good bros. Obese ma sambu kotodwe. Holy God. No. Never. It won't work. No, you can achieve something on your own. But say, Radi. Oh, my God. We don't understand these things. It's just a sweet life. He suffered it all for us. He went through all for that. So we could say that even though he was rich, yet still became he poor. That through his riches we might have this, amen, abundant life. Abundant life is ready for us, but we don't want it. Rather, they try to turn the table. So those who are walking in it, they think they want to paint us like they said, you give the dog a bad name and they hang him. Oh, pastor, or Chibibi, and I say, I almost care, you're holy, holy. Oh, but then you are not getting the results. You won't get it. Amen. God is no more. So if you live according to the flesh, set your mind, we are on our journey to 26, where we can stand before God as children of God, as matured people. My God, Rama Sekende Ninimi Hataya. Maybe like Joshua of old, Ma Seketende, where we can command the sun, sun, stand still. And the Bible says that God said, hey, this man, he has been taught, spirit taught. I'll hear him. And the Bible says God had never listened to man before. But on that day when Joshua said, stand still, God said, Guys, let the sun stand still. And it stood. Prevailing prayer. Prayer. Hallelujah. Amen. For those who live according to the flesh, they set their minds on the things of the flesh. But those who live according to the spirit, the things of verse 6. We are still on our journey, and I hope you are noting. For to be carnally minded is death. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Carnally minded is death. Death. Death in your relationship with God. Death. 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 There's this song here. Nyame niye woho. Nyame niye woho nensu. Nyame niye woho. Otini nisa. Yes. Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Can you help me minister to someone? Look to someone and say, "Hot training, sir, what my prayer? Hot training, sir, we pray more." Yes. 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 Hallelujah. Amen. Or they asumdwie ebeba. Obejuju akoma. Amen. Emra na kane no na oye gege. Emeble wo se. No aba. O tin ni a, obeti o. Se bibi se ye. No se sound no. No se sound. Na bi mimble. Awai ne begu. Ebegu. Ebegu. I feel all the boy akwa show bio. Nensu na ewo a. Amen. Ebegu. Hallelujah. So you hear him, he will fluttering around you, and you bring you peace. To be kindly minded is death. But why ya? Obetwe no ho. Enti nyame oni wo ni ho a, obi hu so oni mi ni ho. Enya wo bra sorry na nyame ni wo ho. Enya sorry dem na nyame ni yen wo ho. Ye wie na ye ko no, wo nsa nwum na ye de wo ye nyina ye to. Me hu so bia ye se. Ede. Oh Jesus. Ba ye wie a ebi de e be sa akọ nyina no na nyame no na ọtu. Hallelujah. Na enyum no na ehuhuru won na kuma mu na ejuju no. Ebi se den wa oni nyame na nam nso oni nyame nti wo se wo wie na na ejuju no nyina na aka wa ha wonya pie ye na na carnal spirit na ba. Ntenya sorry them ene ehu se nyame ne ye wo ho because I had your wo ha atini ne phone say e ba kokora enti obeba e ye ba kokpe kora enti obeba. Oh, he will honor the assembly, he will honor the gathering where two or three gather in his name. He says I will be there, not 70, he will be there. Enye wo ntie ka wo nko a. Oh, enti na kokofia wo ntimi mo mpa ye no unye pie ye na. No, I train him. Oh, no, I can't. Into unya pie na na sweetness na unya wa sorry dem ni obium. And so ni na no kasa kire wo. Enye se onpe wasem. Anko o ma Christ in womb out. E ka onko akra anka on Christ obema na wu am. That's what they're about. If it was left with one person, that's why the angels in heaven, they rejoice when one sinner turns around. Amen. But for to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God. For it is not subject to the law of God, nor indeed can be. 8. So then, those who are in the flesh cannot please God. Those who are in the flesh cannot please God. Men nye wajin se, ebufuo no, eye iradi de, se usho no se, mi pa meni edin pa, Obama baswa, me ke kembi chrao. Ne ye iradi de. The flesh, you can't please God. It's not pleasing to God. Amen. Meni edin pa o, meni edin. Eye Christo nti, intimidia me kwa, meni edin Christo. It doesn't please God. Oh, it pleases God. Oh, the old jododo, it pleases God. Oh, enti ono yes ano sa ukun oba e one country and treno. Hey, and on you and see homano. So Christo nti sa hey, it pleases God. One man edianya, it doesn't please God.
This broadcast was proudly sponsored by the friends and partners of Harvest Chapel International Kumasi. Thank you for listening to Logos Rhema Hour with Reverend Dr. Joseph Baobi. We believe that as you act on this word, God's power will transform your life. Join or visit us for our in-person family service at Harvest Chapel International Dinyami Kumasi, close to Micklin Hotel and on the Sunset Road, this and every Sunday at 7 a.m. for our tea service, 8:30 a.m. for our Bible study, and 9 a.m. for our English service. You can also join us this and every Wednesday for our amazing midweek teaching service at 6 p.m. and on Fridays for our prayer solution service, also at 6 p.m. Remember that all our services are streamed online at Harvest Chapel International Kumasi on our Facebook and YouTube pages. You can also listen to us at any time on our online radio station, Radio HCI Today, accessible via the Radio King and Zeno apps. You can download these apps on the Google Play Store and Apple Store. You are free to access all life transforming sermons by Reverend Dr. Joseph Baobi via podcast by searching for Harvest Chapel International Kumasi on all podcast platforms. For prayer requests or any other inquiries, please contact us via SMS, voice call or WhatsApp on 055-124-5252, 055-124-5252. We look forward to seeing you at our next service. Until then, keep living for Jesus. God richly bless you.